May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love on December 22nd, 2018. And today I'll be giving my annual review of the year, plus a preview of what's coming, which I'll go into more in my next show. Today we have a full moon in the feminine side of sign of Cancer, while the sun has gone into the masculine sign of Capricorn with the solstice yesterday. And I just emailed my solstice Christmas card yesterday to my radio show list, which is a personal note to family and friends. If you're not on this email list, you can always email me at cosmiclove, one word, cosmiclove@mcn.net. I'd be glad to put you on the list for this next year. I'll be doing a series over this next year that I'll be introducing in the show today. And that series is kind of an extension of the series I've done this last year called the 2018 Global Upgrade. This next year, it's going to be the 2019 Victory Vision, a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of 2019. And in the meantime, I thought I would give, or at least go through, those who haven't received my solstice Christmas card from my cabin here in Montana. I thought I'd kind of give just like an overview, of which I've sent out to people on my email list, of the overview of the year. You know, a greeting to family and friends, kind of an overview of what I've been up to. I begin by saying that as a ranch hand on the edge of the Absaroka Wilderness here in Montana, my duties range from fencing and irrigation to shooting varmints. I mean, this has been a real busy year. Publishing, you know, the 2018 Global Upgrade. While I've been painting four houses through the summer, landscaping, building a porch deck, writing for Natural Life News, and swing dancing on the weekends for exercise. Highlight of the year as includes quality time with my three children and five grandchildren, plus some wilderness camping. With my sons Gabriel and Jeremy up in the mountains nearby. Of course, now in the email card that I have, which is linked on my archive page at 2018 Global Upgrade, or my archive page at HeartCom Network, you'll have graphics of my cabin in Montana, the picture of my two sons up in the mountains nearby from camping, and some other graphics. And this is part of the Christmas cards. This is, says that this has been the 11th year of my Cosmic Love show on BBS Radio. And I've been, you know, doing this now for almost 12 years here in the spring. And I've been broadcasting live to 63 countries. And it's a global village. I mean, I'm just in awe with, you know, the phenomena of the internet that makes it possible to do this and connect with people all over the world. And one other development over this last year, and actually over this last month, is that Wikipedia may be going live with my online profile soon. And I've been working with a team that has been working with me on getting the details straightened out, and there's a preliminary version. I provide a link in the email that you can go and look what that, basically, it's like a bio, you know, it's like an overview, Wikipedia, Wiki Rudy, I guess you'd call it. And it's, if nothing else, it's an obituary. You know, here I am, I'm almost 70 years old, you know, so every morning I wake up like that song, Willie Nelson, woke up this morning and I ain't dead yet. So, you know, you never know. I mean, you know, I have different friends that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, will have a stroke or just heart attack and die. And, you know, you never know. It can happen when you're younger. It can happen when you're older. But if nothing else, I got my obit pretty much in the can now. So it's like an insurance policy. You're hoping you're not going to need it. But if something happens, well, you got a backup. Anyway, without going into, you know, my history, other than this year, this last year, I've been busy also with Ultramedic Services and continued consulting clients in holistic health while creating new markets. I'm now providing a super immunity combo with the Quantum Health Trinfinity 8 plus the Swedish pollen extract. And these are both biotech advances that together have an extraordinary synergy of efficacy, you know, when combined. You know, like the whole is greater than the sum of the parts kind of a thing. So, as I said, I'm turning 70 in a few months, and I'm so grateful for the love of family and my many good friends I've made over the years. And this is an amazing time to be alive. And I'm going to be going through this review of the year, some of the highlights of the year, the different posts, articles that I've provided to the list. And are in the archives as 2018 Global Upgrade. And I've got more than 60 chapters, you might say, to that book. You can go through those. You might find something that interests you, but it's kind of a time capsule of 2018. Week to week, I've been posting articles and videos that just came out during the week or, you know, within the last 2 weeks, you know, as I post that I've discovered. Some are classics I post every once in a while that have been around for a few years, but videos and articles that are timely is the emphasis that I've been posting to my blog, to my weblog. And then I talk about it on the show, on the weekend, on the Cosmic Love Show. I discuss it, go into detail, you know, basically go off script and flesh out more of the phenomena of our times and how fast things are changing, the disclosure of things that were never made aware to the American public. I mean, it's like the internet, the instant everywhere interactive global internet has unveiled basically all kinds of mysteries, and people worldwide are waking up. But of course, the corporate media, mainstream news, tries to hold that line on change and hold that line as far as maintaining monopolies, corporate monopolies, and in banking, oil, free energy being continue to be suppressed. But all this is coming out with healing technologies, with light and frequency, and all over the world. It's like there's an unveiling of not just healing technologies and free energy technologies, but all kinds of other technologies that are being unveiled with the Secret Space Program. And I'll be going into that a little bit in the show today. And again, this is the phenomena of the year that we live in. The unveiling has been going on regarding the deep state, you might say, and the high state. And you can't really understand the deep state without understanding the high state. In other words, the high state as a conscious, you might say, prescience, whether you call it common sense or unity consciousness or 5D conscience, you know, higher dimensional consciousness. There's a lot of different references to this high state and the conscious evolution revelations, the revelations, the ancient scriptural reference to revelations from the Bible is a reference to basically this mass awakening, that's going on in the consciousness of people worldwide. You know, half the world now, like 3.5 billion global netizens, you know, citizens of the world on the internet, netizens are connecting with truths that have been suppressed, our true history, our potential future. And like I said, this is an amazing time to be alive. Excuse me. Get a little drink there. So, wet my whistle. So this is my Christmas card, and part of the Christmas card that has a beautiful tree with a beautiful angel at the top of the tree, a Christmas tree, the tree of stars, and saying, feel the spirit of Christmas, feel the light, feel the love, feel the joy, feel the peace. And so I finished the Christmas card on that note, referencing, as I often do at the end of my shows, keep the faith, you know, always, always love, see the good, think global, and make it so. Dance local. There's a picture of me at the block party at Chico Hot Springs dancing with one of my favorite dance partners there. That is my Christmas card. So I thought I would, from that brief overview of the year in general, I thought I'd go into then more of an in-depth insight and outlook for understanding the overview of the year, highlights of the year. As I've discussed on my Cosmic Love radio show, I'm making a little noise with my voice. It's because I've got a lozenge in my mouth. So anyway, I'm going to take it from the top as far as the 2018-2019, you might say, passing the torch of the year, where we're coming from, where we're going. I think there's a lot of highlights of 2018 I'll be going into, and one of them is regarding the rise of the last year, the rise of the divine feminine. And I'm not just talking about the Me Too movement. You know, the principle and person of the divine feminine is, you know, which is loving kindness, is more than the shaming of heartless males who overpower women for self-gratification. That's been coming out big time this last year. The divine feminine represents sensitivity, which truly cares for every individual, family, community, and nation. Truly cares. I mean, true care. And that's the divine feminine. You might just say it's the feminine nurturing, caring energy, which is, you might say the polarity balance with the divine masculine, which is, and we're talking about the divine feminine, and is more intuitive than logical. Now, the divine feminine is more empathic than compelling. And the divine feminine, you know, is identifies more with nonlinear common sense than compartmentalized special sense. Again, we're talking about the difference between masculine and feminine energies in the collective consciousness, and a shift of energies from the patriarchy to more matriarchal, divine, feminine, nurturing, cultural virtues. For example, more heart coherence as the key to mind congruence. And I've been, you know, discussing this consistently, actually last couple years, but increasingly this last year, the understanding of the rise of the divine feminine and what it means as far as more heart, of course, HeartCom Network and Heartware, and a lot of what I write about is oriented to positioning, packaging, and promoting this concept of heart coherence at the heart of mind congruence. And this is a process that is going on, you might say, in the collective consciousness of humanity, because as we become more connected with this unity consciousness of instant, everywhere, interactive internet capabilities, we have more the sense of common sense in a global village. And there's this process that has been, you know, connecting people worldwide, billions of global netizens, with the real truth of our history, the true history. And the fake history is being exposed. All the fake history, fake news, and of course, you know, the way that has continued to the day, to where there is virtually a media war going on between, you know, the mainstream mind control programming, you know, one-way centralized distribution of information that we call, you know, news, as compares to interactive, decentralized, mass communications with social networks, whereby multiple views are provided, not just one views, and it's interactive. You can respond. It's not just programming one way. It's interactive with the internet and social media. And so there's virtually almost like a cultural war been going on this last year. As true news comes out, and of course fake news then says, well, that's fake news. It calls the true news fake news. And most people that are listening to the show are aware of this process. This show has become kind of like a Ripley's Believe It or Not, you know, talking about revelations, new things, new technologies, new unveilings, you know, like the secret space program, the unveiling of that. For years, I mean, 6 years ago, I had a whistleblower in the secret space program. On the show, you know, discussing what was really going on with the Stargate program. Stargate as far as teleporting, you know, to Mars, teleporting around a galaxy. And in recent months, I've had articles on the secret space program and specifically the Stargate program and how the Stargate program has been covered up now for 40 years. Stargate as far as portals, teleportation to not just, you know, planets throughout our galaxy, but to outside of our galaxy, other galaxies. I mean, virtually there is no time or space. And with teleportation, we're talking about just seconds to teleport, you know, to other places. Now, this subject has always fascinated me. I've had the sense that there's been a course cover-up. I've had glimmerings of it from multiple news sources on the Internet, alternative news sources, since the Internet came online. And people began posting information and leaks and, you know, whistleblowers regarding the secret space program. And we're talking about some really amazing thing that's going on in our galaxy that actually have been reported, in a sense, through television media. And when I say that, there was a series for 10 years called Stargate SGI from 1997 through 2007. And it was actually, and this is reported by David Wilcock in one of my recent shows over this last month, or postings, you know, on my weblog, Tarcom Network, and again, that series, the 2018 Global Upgrade series. David Wilcock explained, and this is documented in his video, and in the post article I have on this, that the Stargate program was actually a real thing, and that the TV series Stargate SGI, that I just referenced, was a limited hangout, you might say, a sci-fi, science fiction cover story for the real deal. And the amazing thing about that series, if you get into the 9th year and the 10th year, there's multiple shows that in the Stargate SGI that deal with the problem of disclosure of the Stargate program. It's like a metaphor for what's going on now. The social chaos that's created by unveiling technologies that are so far in advance compared to what we have now that it causes technological disruption. It's referred to as disruptive technology. It disrupts the status quo. And we're talking about the status quo institutions that were created here in the United States largely in the last 100 years, that has suppressed the understanding of an economics of abundance with free energy technology, with holistic healing technology, healing with energy and frequency, like Royal Raymond Rice did here almost 80 years ago, and of course the free energy technology that Tesla was working with almost 100 years ago. And we have, of course, the banking system, the Federal Reserve Bank, which is neither federal and has no reserves from about 100 years ago. So our core institutions are based on this concept of scarcity, and a debt-based economy, that creates and manages debt rather than abundance is the economic system we have. And that's right on the verge of being transmuted. And this is what I'll be getting into more in the 2019 preview of what's coming with global economic reset. You might say reboot of not just rebooting not just the economic system, but supposedly, according to multiple sources I'm getting and a lot of chatter on the internet, that there's going to be a systemic reboot, social, political, and economic, not just the economic system. We're talking about a global economic system is in the process of being disclosed, unveiled. But it's also, we're talking about technologies that will create an abundance of clean, free energy. We're talking about technologies for amazing technologies that have been developed through the Secret Space Program for rebooting and basically the cellular vitality of the body, replicator technologies for creating food, again, frequency energy healing technologies for curing virtually all diseases. I mean, technologies that are so far advanced that, again, it just flies in the face of what will be considered someday dark ages with, the toxic drugs for whatever ails you, with a whole philosophy that we've got enemies within the body, disease organisms that we're going to go in and kill with chemicals, hopefully before those chemicals kill us. And of course, that's the story we see with chemotherapy, and dripping, toxic poisons into the body with the idea we're going to kill that cancer, hopefully before the poisons wipe out the immune system and kill us. This will be considered dark ages. Even now with the internet, it's being disclosed that these oncologists and immunologists that go to these conventions, among themselves, they'll pretty much have their surveys that show that 9 out of 10 of them wouldn't give this chemotherapy to their own family or their friends. Because they all know that more people are dying from the chemo, than are dying, from the cancer. So obviously they can't, this is like, so many of our institutions that are obsolete, the medical industrial complex can't recognize and acknowledge holistic healing modalities that prevent disease because their whole business model is based on treating disease, not preventing it, and there's no money in prevention. So all this is about to change, supposedly, with global economic reset, with systemic reset. It may take a few years. There may be a period of chaos before order. And, of course, having the vision of the capability for global holistic healing socially, politically, and economically can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. So the more clear the vision of how things can self-regulate, the cybernetic model of self-correcting, self-regulating, self-elevation of a salvation nature, as far as a learning model, a learning system, which is also a healing model and a healing system where we become more conscious of how we are conscious, with information, resources, and tools that are organized in a way that we basically recycle general knowledge to generate specific wisdom regarding healing tools and processes in all our social, political, and economic institutions. This last year, I've talked a lot about global telecare, global holistic healing, and the technologies now possible with informatics, information technology, for recycling general knowledge regarding what's working best for each one's unique metabolic type, health type, and what's working best, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination, what's working best? What's the empirical database? What are the results? And interactive models with informatics, information models, you know, for organizing information in formation to where it becomes self-evident. What's working best for each one's unique biochemical, you know, metabolic type, you know, which is their blood type, as corresponds to their current symptom profiles, you know, the current symptoms. So, knowledge power, information power, database power, this could be provided free for global medicines, billions of global medicines online, for global holistic healing. You know, it's called a self-care model because it's based on informed choice, self-care. The sovereignty model, and this was my last post this last week on sovereign medicines and the understanding of sovereignty as well-informed choice. This model of sovereignty for all of us, us as United Sovereigns of Earth, this has been a major theme of 2018. And this concept of owning our own lives, our own learning, our own health, our own business, you know, and how that will be possible, not just with interactive communication models for that upgrade our horse and buggy legislative systems of representative self-government, but upgrading, you know, our healthcare systems with informed, well-informed choice. Instead of a monopoly, you know, where you go to a doctor and he's trained to give you for certain symptoms, certain drugs, we're talking about you go to a ultramedics practitioner, which could be a medical doctor who's certified in the process, who has access to the database and the screening protocols whereby he can take an individual and work with them, or the individual can go online and get basic information for themselves. But the idea of being able to go to a healthcare professional who will be able to give more in-depth screening protocols to interface with the database of what's working for unique individual, symptom profiles and unique individual conditions that are specific, that have specific corollaries to different modalities of healing that work better than others. And that database can expand and be self-perfecting as more people interface with that model and share their own response to whatever protocols of healing that they use, whether that, again, that be homeopathic or naturopathic or chiropractic or allopathic or ultramolecular energy healing or whatever modality. And there's hundreds of modalities, and, you know, and there's new modalities coming out all the time that are combinations of other modalities. So the modalities, you know, called comprehensive medicine or integrative medicine can integrate many different modalities for specific health symptom profiles. And again, what's working best holistically, empirically, you know, from the database, this is called a wisdom of the crowd model. So that as the cloud, you might say, the database of information improves, with people sharing the response to whatever protocols of healing that they use, as they share their response back to the database, it becomes more clear. The database expands and it becomes more clear what's working best for each individual's unique, again, metabolic type and symptom profile. So it's a self-perfecting database. It's called Informatics, Automatic Informatics Model. And this can be done the internet, what it took to bring Obamacare online. Remember when they tried to develop that software for Obamacare and it took about a year? Well, you know, the technology is available where that could be brought, this could all be brought online in less than a year if there was the resolve to do it. It would cost less than it cost to put Obamacare online. Obviously, we had to make Obamacare and disease care system as we know it. What we call healthcare, again, is basically disease care. It's 97.5% disease care. There's no money in true preventive healthcare. So the whole system has degenerated to a disease care system that indirectly cause disease by the allowance of toxic genetic poisons in our food, air, and water, you know, from fluoride in water, which is a known neurotoxin, you know, lowers IQ, then other things like GMOs and genetically modified foods that, you know, kill rats in studies, and you know why GMOs have been outlawed in Europe, much of Europe and Russia and China. And this is a, you know, these are other conditions, you know, with chemtrails in the air and other factors you can get into. There is basically an agenda that's been so well exposed this last year, and I reported on it at different times, that this condition is basically, you know, public genocide, and that for profit. Now, when I say that, the medical industrial complex is actually bigger than the military industrial complex, and both of them are making a killing, and the military industrial complex has been making a killing on endless terror and war throughout the planet, and the medical industrial complex has been making a killing on, you know, disease of all kinds, mental, physical, and it's all part of a population control agenda by the plutocrats or the psychopaths, whatever you want to call them. That's being exposed like never before. You know, the deep state. And the deep state is virtually pathological, and it's all based on the corporatocracy model. Corporatocracy is, of course, you know, corporate law that has come in, and we saw that with Citizens United decision back in 2010, where they gave personhood to corporations, which is to say, they have the rights of the individual, except the corporation is totally impersonal. It's not an individual. It's a system of laws that give wherever profits are at stake, you know, the shareholders, the stockholders, come before the public. So basically, you've got the corporatocracy. The rise of the corporatocracy is like patriarchy on steroids. And the steroids are basically for profit, you know, for making a killing, you know, whether you were talking about the medical industrial complex or the military industrial complex, the profits come before people. I mean, that's crazy. It's insane. And it's virtually killing us. Well, that's not going on much longer, folks. I mean, that's got to the point of no return. You know, either we're either busy living or we're busy dying, you know, and it's, so there's like, we're at a turning point. This is a huge turning point. And the key of this is what's the heart of this is that we're all connected like never before in history. The instant everywhere interactive internet global revolution in higher consciousness is unity consciousness. You know, it's like one for all and all for one. I mean, like we are like islands in the sea that were separate on the surface, but we're connected in the deep. So you might say the deep state is the collective unconscious of all of us. The collective unconscious, as Carl Jung referred to, you know, like we're all connected at the deepest levels. Well, we're all connected at the highest levels, too. The example here is like, we don't hear about the high state very often, just like we don't hear about full spectrum consciousness very often. We hear about, you hear about autism, you know, spectral disorder where the spectrum, you know, you're only firing on certain cylinders, you might say, of your engine, your mental engine, only certain spectrums of the, full spectrum. But we don't hear about, you know, we don't hear about full spectrum consciousness, even though we hear about full spectrum autism. We hear about the pathologies, but we don't hear about the high state, you know, the unity state, you know, the evolution, revolution, revelations that will create unity and diversity, you know, the e pluribus unum that is on the great seal of the United States. And if you think about the time we're living in now, it's like if there's a new common sense emerging. And actually, this was my last article on my blog on 2018 Global Upgrade. It's thehartcom.org, root directory, but it's the article is called Sovereign Netizens. And I get into what's going on with this, unity consciousness, new common sense, that's not unlike Thomas Paine's common sense that sparked the American Revolution. But now we're talking about global evolution, revolution, revelations, global common sense, global unity consciousness, global unity in diversity. And it's like there's a matriculation of the matrix, and it's the divine mother carrying heart energies that care for our humanity, care for each other, care for unity in our communities. And it all begins basically in each one's heart, in each one's family, community, nation. You know, it's like the foundation all goes back to the heart. And so the understanding of education of the heart and education of our minds as far as a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of our social, political, and economic institutions. This is the process that, when I say is matriculating the matrix of collective consciousness is shifting, folks. I mean, there is a process that's been going on with social networks, all these new social networks, Facebook and YouTube, and other interactive social networks. There's a process that has been involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness. I mean, if you connect the dots and where this is going in 2019 and beyond, you get the picture of a pattern of wholeness, of holiness, the blessing and sealing, wholeness and healing of our social, political, and economic institutions back to the individual, and the empowerment of each individual with principles of sovereignty, you know, owning our own life, learning, health, and business. I've talked a lot about global telecommunication, global telecom, global telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce. And over the year, I've talked a lot about what this will look like. And you might say the economic system, a lot of people think that's where the rubber meets the road. That's what we hear about. You know, our security is based on the economy. And there doesn't have to be that much change that fast as far as stability goes. I mean, we're looking at, with all this accelerated rate of change, we need a model of homeostasis, you might say, support of the immune system of civility. And supporting the immune system is like support of civility globally is like supporting the immune system of each one of us. And that's a whole function of spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical integrity and integration of these keys to wholeness and health. And so when I refer to the blessing, healing, wholeness, and healing of each individual, it begins with this process at the heart of each individual, heart coherence, as relates to mind congruence. There's no, you know, with the level of chaos that we're seeing in the change of the world order, what that does is brings up a lot of fear in people, fear for security. And of course, we have a whole security state that is built up all over the world that plays on people's insecurities. In China, you have millions of cameras all over the place, and you can't make a move. You can't even jaywalk across the street with videos with the cameras recording that and playing it back to the public to shame you. And this is what's going on in China. Well, it's beginning in the United States. They're starting to do this in the major cities with 5G, with high-speed internet, to where they can have extraordinary bandwidth to use the TV cameras everywhere for a surveillance state, you know, like Big Brother watching everyone. Well, either the freedom and opportunity, you know, the hallmark of Western civilization that began with this whole spirit of freedom and opportunity that began, you know, the American Revolution, either that is fulfilled with the new common sense, a new unity consciousness, a new, based on the first principles of the Constitution, you know, like an upgraded, updated Bill of Rights, whereby our freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government are upgraded to match the opportunity with the internet. And I go into this with global telecom and global telecommunications and a universal interface for mass-to-mass communications and what that would look like as the function of the language of consciousness itself, light language, for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness. Well, you know, more conscience, more light, more love, you know, as this universal model of spiritual geometry, geometrically ordered divinity with the love model, is basically a frame of reference for the first principles of universal cosmic law. You know, the law of the one, the circle, the law of two and one, polarity, you know, like the masculine, feminine, universal divine masculine, divine feminine principle. Polarity, the two in one, the principle of the Trinity, the three in one, like in the LOV in the love model, the three in one, the Trinity, you know, which is the synergy of the L and the O, and the V with the balance of like body, mind, and spirit, you know, like the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. There's a synergy in the Trinity. And the E in this love model, you know, it's like the square with the cross through the middle and the circle in the center, which is like looking down on the plan of the pyramid of self and civilization to the capstone, which is the creative ascent process for integrating the components to the capstone, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, with synergy in all the four quadrants of self and civilization. That's saying a lot, but in a nutshell, you know, this is the process of universal light and love, cosmic love, that I've been trying to, you know, bring into the physical the last 11 years of my radio show. That's why I began my radio show. The vision of this, I've been way ahead of my time. I've been, you know, stepping it down. You know, you can't steer a car until you get it in motion. So I've been, you know, basically getting the cosmic love show going from the beginning of the beginning with this vision of my experience. It kind of initiated many of these mysteries of divine, cosmic, universal, spiritual geometry, geometrically ordered divinity, cosmic love, which has been the love model, you know, for this cosmic love show. So some people are maybe new to it. Some people may be more interested in getting on the list and sharing my email, blogs, and websites and videos and articles with their friends. And I certainly welcome that. I could go on with a lot more. I'm running short on time. I got family Christmas things this afternoon. I'm doing the pre-record on the show here this day, earlier in the day, and it's going to be playing back here at my show time. And will be a podcast here in a few days, and I'll be sending out a link regarding that. I want to thank everyone for listening. I hope you've had a wonderful year. I hope this is going to be a wonderful year. I can see where it can be. Basically, there's the spirit of co-creation, you know, in the collective consciousness with a unity field of faith, hope, and charity. And it's like not one's aptitude, but attitude that determines the altitude, you know, whether we scratch with the turkeys or soar with the eagles. So, basically, you know, I hope you have a great attitude this Christmas for soaring at a higher altitude, getting ready for a new year that has a lot of potential. It looks like it's going to have a lot of challenges, and I'm sure with the challenges will be a lot of opportunity. And by God's grace, you know, I ain't dead yet, and I'll be up and doing the show throughout this year, and with the spirit, with the new theme being the 2019 vision of victory. And that vision, I hope, will be anchoring it in the physical, and you'll be anchoring it in your own consciousness and sharing it with your friends, and with this understanding that we are co-creating the future, and this is an amazing time to be alive to do that. So here's to that vision of virtue and valor for the victory. I hope you just keep the faith, see the good. Make it so. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you here in a couple of weeks. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.